Fourth hour, reflections and practices. Jesus is hidden in the host to give life to all. In his hiddenness, he embraces all centuries and gives light to all. In the same way, hiding ourselves in him, we will give life and light to all with our prayers and reparations, even to the heretics and to the unfaithful, because Jesus does not exclude anyone. What should we do in our hiddenness? In order to become similar to Jesus Christ, we must hide everything in him. Thoughts, glances, words, heartbeats, affections, desires, steps and works, even our prayers. We should hide them in the prayers of Jesus. And just as love in Jesus embraces all centuries in the Eucharist, we will also embrace them. Clinging to him, we will be the thought of every mind, the word of every tongue, desire of every heart, step of every foot, work of every arm. By doing this, we will divert from the heart of Jesus all the evils which all creatures would do to him, trying to substitute for this evil with all the good we can do, and pressing Jesus to give salvation, sanctity, and love to all souls. In order to reciprocate the life of Jesus, our life must be fully conformed to his own. The soul must have the intention of being in all the tabernacles of the world in order to continuously keep him company and to give him continuous relief and reparation, and with this intention do all the actions of the day. The first tabernacle is within us, in our heart. Therefore, we must pay great attention to all the good Jesus wants to do in us. Many times, being in our heart, Jesus makes us feel the need of prayer. Ah, it is Jesus that wants to pray, and wants us together with him, almost identify himself with our voice, with our affection, and with all our heart, in order to make our prayer be one with his own. So, in order to give honor to the prayer of Jesus, we will be attentive to give him all our being, so that loving Jesus may raise his prayer to speak to the Father and renew in the world the effects of his own prayer. We need to pay attention to each one of our interior motions, because good Jesus now makes us suffer, now wants us in prayer, now places us in one interior state, now in another, in order to repeat his own life in us. Let us suppose that Jesus places us in the circumstance of exercising patience. He receives such grave and so many offenses from creatures that he feels moved to resort to chastisements to strike the creatures. And here he gives us the opportunity to exercise patience. We must give him honor, bearing everything with peace, just as Jesus does. Our patience will snatch from his hands the chastisements which other creatures draw from him, because he will exercise his own divine patience within us. The same with all the other virtues, just as with patience. In the sacrament, loving Jesus exercises all virtues. From him we will draw fortitude, docility, patience, tolerance, humility, obedience. Good Jesus gives us his flesh for food, and we will give him our love, will, desires, thoughts, and affections for his nourishment. In this way, we will compete with the love of Jesus. We will let nothing enter into us which is not him. Therefore, everything we will do, everything must serve to nourish our beloved Jesus. Our thought must feed the divine thought. That is, thinking that Jesus is hidden in us and wants the nourishment of our thought. So, by thinking in a saintly way, we nourish the divine thought. Our words, heartbeats, affections, and desires, steps, works, everything must serve to nourish Jesus. We must place the intention of feeding the creatures in Jesus. Oh, my sweet love, in this hour, you transubstantiated yourself into bread and wine. Please, oh Jesus, let all that I say and do be a continuous consecration of yourself in me and in souls. Sweet life of mine, when you come into me, let my every heartbeat, desire, affection, thought, and word feel the power of the sacramental consecration, so that, being consecrated, all my little being may become as many hosts in order to give you to souls. Oh, Jesus, sweet love of mine, may I be your little host in order to enclose all of yourself in me, like a living host.